makakapag-apply para temporary work visa patung Australia ay magmumura at bibilis simula 19 ng Nobyembre. Pinangako ng Kagawaran ng Immigration at Border Protection ang mas madaling proseso para pag-apply sa mga individual at kanilang mga sponsor. Ang pagbabago ay magsisimula bukas, 19 ng Nobyembre, at sakop ng pagbabagong ito ang professional, mga domestic at religious workers at nagnanais na makapasok sa Australia para sa panandaliang panahon ng pagtrabaho. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Amy Chen Yu Wang na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Papalitan ng panibagong kalakaran para temporary activity visa framework ang 7 visa subclasses sa 4 na panibagong subclasses. Sakop nito ang panandaliang trabaho, gawaing pagsasanay o pagsanay at mga gawain para pagpag-ugnayan sa ibang bansa. Ang mga mungkahing pagbabago ay bunga ng 2014 Skilled Migration and Temporary Activity Review ng Kagawaran ng Imigrasyon at Border Protection. Sinabi ng Assistant Minister para Kagawaran Alex Hawk, sa pagbabago, mababawasan ng red tape at ang bigat ng trabaho.
Simpler visa products for applicants, businesses and other organizations. There's a flat rate visa application charge, so that's a good innovation. There'll just be a $275 charge across any of those activity areas. That means a reduction of about $100 on the current system.
Hindi na mag-a-apply sa pamamagitan ng papel o paper application. Lahat ng visa application ay kailangang may sagwa online sa pamamagitan ng IMEI account online.
Simpler visa products for applicants, businesses and other organizations. There's a flat rate visa application charge, so that's a good innovation. There'll just be a $275 charge across any of those activity areas.
Ikinatuwa ng taga-Melbourne na immigration agent at director ng TSS Immigration John Unger ang mga hakbang.
The fact that all applicants for subclass 400 visas will be able to lodge electronically, that's good news, say, if a business urgently needs help from a skilled person in China or India. It promises to be a significant improvement.
Layunin ng panibagong subclass 400 visa category, maakit ang mga manggagawa para kontrata sa loob ng maikling panahon na nagsasagawa ng natatanging pagsasanay para trabaho sa ilalim ng patuloy na pagtrabaho o makibahagi sa gawain na nagtataguy ng interes ng Australia.
An example of a recent set of 400 visas that my company assisted with was for specialist technicians in the construction of a new public aquarium in Cairns. The technicians who needed 400 visas all came from the United States. The applications could be lodged online and the visas were granted in a matter of days.
Ang migration agent na taga Melbourne at ng TSS Immigration John Unger. Sakop naman ng subclass 408 visa category ang pansamantalang gawain tulad ng exchange program, sports, gawain pangsimbahan o religious work at kasambahay o domestic work para sa mga executive. Ang mga entertainer, superyacht cruise at mananaliksik ay bahagi na rin ng nasabing kategorya. Wala ng diskwento o bulk discounts ang not-for-profit concession. Di na rin maaaring makuha at ang not-for-profit concession ay di na rin maaaring makuha ng mga entertainer. Sa halip, magkakaroon ng natatanging halaga yung tinatag na targeted fee concession para sa mga organisasyong pangkawang gawa o mga kaganapang pinondohan ng pamahalaan. Si John Unger.
Some of the current things an organization has to do to sponsor a religious worker, for example, will be still the same. But if we look at some of the differences, once the changes come into effect, the process will be much less complicated if a person is outside Australia and is needed in Australia for less than 3 months. In these circumstances, a nomination by a sponsor will not be required. And this is one of the changes I think most people will find most beneficial.
Papalitan naman ang subclass 407 training visa category ang kasalukuyang training and research subclass 402 visa. Ito'y para sa mga maglalakbay sa Australia para sa pansamantalang pagsasanay para sa trabaho o mga pagpapabuti ng kaalaman at kasanayan sa trabaho na kailangang may sagawa sa loob ng silid-aralan. Kakailanganin pa din ng nominasyon at sponsor para sa aplikante para subclass 407 visa kahit gaano pa kabilis o katagal ang kanilang paglalagi sa bansa maliban na lamang kung sila ay sponsor ng ahensya ng Commonwealth.
Universities typically use the 400 series visas in two ways. First, for postgraduate students or students enrolled in universities overseas who need to complete some additional study for their degrees. And second, the 400 series is used for visiting academics who, for example, may want to come to Australia to participate in research. Under the existing framework, a 402 training and research visa is used for both these purposes. Once the changes take effect, however, universities will use a new 407 training visa for the postgraduates and the new 408 temporary activity visa for the visiting academics.
Ang subclass 403 temporary work visa ay inilaan para sa mga nagtatrabaho sakop ng isang tinatawag na bilateral agreement. Magturo ng banyagang wika, sumailalim ng pagtatrabaho bilang kasambahay para sa isang diplomat, o makibahagi sa tinatawag na seasonal worker program. Kakailanganin lamang ng mga taga-empleyo ang iisang employer sponsorship application para sa matagalang paglalagi at gawain sa bansa.
If an organization was approved before 19 November when these changes take effect, let's say a long-stay activity sponsor or a training and research sponsor or one of the other sponsor types, they'll still be able to use that approval to sponsor visas during the transition period or until the approval ceases. Now, the transition period will go to May 2017. And then they would need to think about applying again online.
Sakop nito ang pagsasanay at pagsasaliksik, pagpapabuti ng kasanayan o professional development, entertainment, ang natatanging mga programa at super Yelp crew. Sinabi naman ng Assistant Immigration Minister Alex Hawk, lahat ng mga application na inihain bago ika-19 ng Nobyembre ay ibabase sa batas bagong naitaktang petsa ng pagbabago.
Well, the government intends that when this comes into effect on 19 November, all future applications will be online. Current applications will be unaffected. They'll be assessed normally. And the transition to the new system is being updated by the department on its website. And people will be encouraged to lodge online.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang Kagora ng Immigrasyon at Border Protection sa website na www.border.gov.au/trav/work/temporary activity visa changes.